You're listening to Policy Conversations on AIDS.gov. The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Timothy Harrison, Senior Policy Advisor at the Office of HIV/AIDS and Infectious Disease Policy at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and was originally posted on December 7, 2012. New data released from CDC the week of December 7th underscored the disproportionate burden of HIV being borne by young Americans. CDC reported that in 2010, about 1 in 4 or 26% of all new HIV infections occurred among the youth ages of 13 to 24 years. That's 12,000 new infections annually, or 1,000 per month in that population. Of those new infections among youth, 45.9% were among Black African American males, the majority of which were attributed to male-to-male sexual contact. CDC observes that among the implications of these findings are that more effort is needed to provide effective school and community-based interventions to ensure all youth, particularly men who have sex with men, have the knowledge, skills, resources, and support necessary to avoid HIV infection. As the National HIV/AIDS Strategy states, what is sometimes less recognized is the extent to which the HIV epidemic among African Americans remains concentrated among Black gay men, comprise the single largest group of African Americans living with HIV. Efforts to reduce HIV among Blacks must confront the epidemic among Black gay and bisexual men as forcefully as existing efforts to confront the epidemic among other groups. A similar recommendation was made a few weeks ago during a two-day consultation on HIV among Black gay and bisexual men organized by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Office of HIV/AIDS and Infectious Disease Policy. Convened as part of ongoing efforts at HHS to respond to the strategy's call to intensify HIV prevention efforts in the communities where HIV is most heavily concentrated, the consultation engaged a diverse group of 31 community leaders representing local and national organizations, healthcare providers, researchers, and state and local government in focused discussions with more than 14 federal partners. The group explored how to best address the HIV prevention, care, treatment, capacity building, and research needs of Black gay and bisexual men, and talked at length about the disparities that put them at greater risk for acquiring HIV and having poorer health outcomes after they acquire the virus. The consultation participants discussed three critical domains essential for reducing HIV-related health disparities and improving the health outcomes of Black gay and bisexual men, including the current and future role of biomedical advances in responding to the HIV-related health disparities of Black gay and bisexual men, including how best to address stigma and structural determinants of health that affect Black gay and bisexual men, and the current and future role of capacity building within communities serving Black gay and bisexual men. After a series of panel presentations and lively group discussion on each of these topics, the participants began drafting a set of recommendations. Dr. Ronald Valdeseri, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Health, Infectious Diseases at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, observed that these thoughtful recommendations will provide critical information to help us assess and improve policy, rethink and refine priorities, and identify gaps in programs and research for Black gay and bisexual men. Community input of this quality and depth is essential in order to achieve the goals of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy. In addition to sharing the recommendations with our colleagues across the Department of Health and Human Services and other federal departments, we'll share them with you when they're finalized. In the meantime, what are your thoughts about how the federal government and essential stakeholders can work together to address HIV prevention, care, and treatment for Black gay and bisexual men? Share your thoughts at blog.aids.gov.